Hallelujah, hallelujah. Sing us again, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we need you right now. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Shake us again. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. This morning. Lord, for your grace and your mercy. Hallelujah. Lord, we need you to move this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we need you to come on in the room. Lord, we welcome you in. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Oh, we just want to thank you. Well, this morning is rising. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Last night, lying down. Glory to God. Lord, you're faithful, but we are not faithful. Lord, you woke us up, gave us another opportunity. Glory to God, to make your grace. You gave us another opportunity to show somebody who you are. Hallelujah. And Lord, we just humble ourselves. Lord, we humble ourselves, glory to God, under your mighty hand. Hallelujah. Lord, we humble ourselves under your majesty, glory to God. We humble ourselves under your power, glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallowed be thy name. Hallelujah. Hallowed be thy name, glory to God. Oh, Lord, your name is holy and worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. We could have been dead. Hallelujah. Sleeping in our grave, glory to God. But you stayed the hand of death, glory to God. You stayed the hand of death, glory to God. Hallelujah. And gave us another day. Hallelujah. Lord, you show yourself strong in our lives, glory to God. Lord, if we walk through this cruel, cruel world, glory to God, we know that there is hope, and we know that there is, oh, glory to God, favor, glory to God, through you. Glory to God, because we admonish you in every area of our lives, glory to God. Lord, we thank you today, hallelujah. We thank you for protecting our children, hallelujah. We thank you for protecting our household. We thank you for protecting our spouses, glory to God. We thank you right now, hallelujah, for protecting our parents, glory to God. Lord, without you, hallelujah, what would we do, glory to God? So many things going on in the world today, glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The Lord, he said you'll be with us, glory to God. He said you'll walk with us, glory to God. He said you'll never leave us, glory to God. Not forsake us, glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. You watched over us, glory to God, over the dangerous highways, glory to God. You protected us from dangerous seen and unseen, hallelujah. And we are yet still here, hallelujah, to give you the praise, glory to God. Said in your word, you are not a man that you should lie, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God, for everything that you say, hallelujah, has to come to pass. Everything that you show us, glory to God. No, we know it has to come to pass. Why? Hallelujah. Oh, because you are the ultimate finisher of our faith, glory to God. You knew what our purpose was before you even shake us in the womb, glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, we just trust you this morning, hallelujah. We trust you to walk with us. We trust you, Father God, to show us the way. You said in all our ways, acknowledge you, and you will direct our path. Lord, we need you to direct our path today. Lord, we need you to lead and guide us today. Lord, we need you to show us how to treat our neighbor. Show us how to treat the strangers, glory to God. Show us how to treat people, glory to God, hallelujah, that don't do us right, glory to God. Show us how to love them anyway, glory to God. Lord, we need you, hallelujah. We need you this morning. Oh, glory to God. Help us, Father God. Help us to focus on you, hallelujah. Because we know that our steps are on the fight. Oh, glory to God. If we're in a struggle right now, don't let us in a struggle right now, glory to God. Lord, let them know that you knew that they would be in a struggle right now. Hallelujah. But you also know how to bring them out in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we just ask, glory to God, that you increase their faith right now. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God, that they're going to come through in the
name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for healing right now. Oh, glory to God, for those that are sick and studying, glory to God. Those that are in the ICU, glory to God. Those that the doctors have given up, glory to God. God, we just pray right now, hallelujah, that you will go into the hospital room, glory to God, and let them know, glory to God, that you have put God around them. You hear that prayer? Oh, glory to God. Comfort that family, glory to God, even those that are in bereavement right now. God, I believe that you can comfort them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I believe, glory to God, that you can wrap your arms around them, glory to God, in the spirit, hallelujah. And they can feel, hallelujah, no love, right there in their room. And Lord, I thank you for this in the mighty name of Jesus. Help us to learn how to be obedient, glory to God. Obedient to your will, obedient to your way, glory to God. Help us, Lord. We can't make it without you, glory to God. We can't even understand without you, glory to God. Oh, glory to God, we thank you for it. Hallelujah. In your son Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, glory, oh, glory, oh, glory. Somebody out there, hallelujah. Need a word from the Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody out there, hallelujah. Need a touch from the Lord. Hallelujah. And somebody out there right now, hallelujah, that needs to know that you love them. Hallelujah. And somebody out there, glory to God. Hallelujah. That's right on their head. Hallelujah. And they're about to jump. Glory to God. Oh, wait, I know that you are faithful God. Hallelujah. You can turn it around right now. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. You can make your crooked way straight. Lord, I thank you for it. In your son, Jesus. In your son, Jesus' name, we'll stay right here. Hallelujah. We'll stay right here. We'll stay right here. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to your name, Father. We'll stay right here. Hallelujah. Why? Because you're faithful to us. Hallelujah. This is what we come here for. Hallelujah. This is what we come here for, glory to God. This is why we're on the threshing floor, glory to God. This is what we come here for. Hallelujah. For you to move, hallelujah. For you to know that we love you, glory to God. We send worship, hallelujah, to the heavens, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. To let you know that we're thankful, hallelujah. To let you know that we're grateful, glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody need God to move right now. Somebody need God to move right now. Somebody need an answer from the Lord, hallelujah. Somebody need an answer from the Lord. Somebody got an addiction, glory to God. They got a hold of it, glory to God. Oh, but God is a deliverer, yes, he is. God is a deliverer, yes, he is. Oh, glory to God. God is a mind regulator, hallelujah. I heard he's a doctor, hallelujah. That never lost a patient, hallelujah. I heard, glory to God, hallelujah. That he's a lawyer, hallelujah. In the courtroom, glory to God. Heard, hallelujah, that he's a father to the fatherless. Oh, glory to your name, Father God. I heard, glory to God, that he's a mother to the motherless. Oh, glory to God, God is greater than your addiction, glory to God. God is greater than that fix, glory to God. Lord, we just thank you this morning. That person that needs a job, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God, God is casting out blessings, glory to God. Lord, whatever you do in this season, glory. Don't do it without me, hallelujah. Whatever you're doing right now in this season, don't do it without me, glory to God. Lord, if you're blessing in this season, hallelujah, don't do it without me, glory to God. Lord, if you're healing, hallelujah, in this season, glory to God, don't do it without me. Oh, if you're mending marriages, hallelujah, don't do it without me. Oh, glory to your name, Father God. If you bring your families back together out of that brokenness, glory to God. Don't do it without me, hallelujah. Oh, glory to your name, Father God. Lord, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Lord, thank you one more time, once again, Lord, for allowing us to be in this house of worship. We just thank God for the opportunity to praise his name.
Yes.
Because God is able. I want everyone to know that. That the good news is God is able. He's been able to do so many things in my life that I cannot thank him for. No. Let's get to I want to talk about the controversy that happened this past week. We had a young man who died at the hands of a police officer once again. So many times we have seen and witnessed our young black men in particular, or men of color, period, losing their lives at the hands of an officer. And we have to understand that in this world, we need to be asking, praying, and seeking peace at all times. So many times we are victims of our own circumstances that we put ourselves in, or consequences of our own decisions that we make tend to lead us in areas that we need not be. Let's just understand that. This was a young man who was 20 years old, in the prime of his life, just getting started. And here it is, his family is weeping, mourning, and laying him to rest this weekend, rather than celebrating an achievement in his life that I'm sure he was set up for so many great achievements. Because I've heard his family talk about the different things and his spirit, just his drive in life. And that was snuffed out. But the snuffing out happened because of a sequence of decisions and actions that were taken both on his part and by the police officers. So we have to understand that we need peace more than anything in this world right now.
Hallelujah.
And the verse that I'm going to read this morning comes from Proverbs 16:7. And it talks about the peace that we need in the kingdom. Proverbs 16:7 reads, "When a man ways pleases the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him." Amen. So we want to understand that if we are living our lives in a valiant effort to please God and do the things that God wants us to do in our lives, then we would, even our enemies, our so-called enemies, will have peace with us, because they won't be able to stand against the will of God in your life. Because God's peace surpasses all understanding. You know, even when someone's angry and upset with you, if you just give them God, it will calm the storm wherever you are. You know, it'll put the peace of God in your life and in their life at that moment. I hated to see this young man lose his life, but he was at odds with the police. And when you put yourself at odds with authorities such as police officers and other authority in your life, there is no telling what the outcome can be. You know, because if he had simply go ahead and, because I've been there, I'm speaking because I've been there. You know, I have literally told the police before, look, you don't have to worry about me. You're not gonna get any resistance out of me. If you tell me I gotta ride, I'm gonna ride. You know, you can put a shoestring around my wrist and I'm gonna get in the back car. It don't matter to me. You don't have to have handcuffs. But this confrontation started because the police found a warrant that this man had outstanding, and we're going to take him in for an arrest. Now, I try to tell young brothers all the time, you can't beat the case on the side of the road. So the best thing you can do is go ahead and get in the car and take the ride and fight it down there in court. This man does not have that opportunity now because of the decisions that were made right there on the side of the road. Now, his decision led to the officer making a decision. Now, I'm not saying either one was right, but it ended up in a tragedy that did not have to be, is what I'm simply saying. So let's have a drive for peace in our life, our understanding, and let's ask God daily for peace and wisdom in our lives, because better decisions need to lead to better outcomes in your life. And that's just the way the world works. You know, I like I said, I am so hurt because of the tragedy that happened. But we also in the kingdom have to understand that we need peace, we need understanding, we need the wisdom of God in our day-to-day lives. And that's what we should be striving and asking for. So with that being said, praise God once again, and I hope that his family finds relief, peace, and understanding in the midst of this tragedy. But we need to do better in our lives, and we need to seek the peace of God and the kingdom. So may God be a blessing to the hearers and the doers of his word. Amen. And here's the pastor.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. We also have to understand, too, that in this world today, as Black people, Black, Hispanic, Asian, now, amen?
Right.
You got to be careful.
Exactly.
It's a shame that we have to give instructions to our children on how to deal with a body that supposedly is in authority to protect and serve. So we want to keep that family. We want to keep that family lifted up. Amen.
Amen.
We don't want to have anything negative to say about this young man. This young man, I don't care what he did.
Right.
Didn't deserve to lose his life.
Amen.
Amen. So we must be proactive.
Right.
In our youth wives. Amen.
Amen.
I'm just petitioning men, not just women, but men to begin to stand up for these young men and begin to live a life as an example to these young men. Amen.
Amen.
We have a lot to say about a whole lot of things, but charity starts at home. That's the word of God.
Amen.
And it spreads abroad. Amen. So let's whatever race you are, charity starts at home. It works the same way. Charity starts at home. And I'm going to tell y'all something. You can't, it's some people that's gone today and they didn't struggle with the cops. You know, they didn't put up a fight or resist arrest, but they're gone today. So we have to make sure that we respect the grief that different families are going through right now, because it could be us. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God a hand clap of praise. Amen. Let's get some praise in the building. Hallelujah.
Yes,
why?
Yes,
because God is a good God. Amen. Hallelujah. From the rising of the sun, y'all know I'm going to say it, to the going down of the same. His name is worthy
to be praised.
Come on. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Bring my therapy, but y'all know I like to sing. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Can we bless the Lord this morning? Hallelujah. Why? Because he's been so good to me. I just cannot tell it all. Hallelujah. I am my husband so being good. Come on, brother Dan. I look around and hear what says. Thank you, Lord, for the blood you shed. You put a crown on my head. Oh, Lord, another day. Hallelujah, you take my way. It's so awesome grace. You know, oh, yeah. It's all it should give back. And she ain't even knew me. I used to be, amen. Let me say used to be. Come on, hallelujah. And sometimes that used to be a getting away of who I am today. And God has to come back in and he has to say, woman of God, hallelujah, I have changed your life. Come on. Woman of God, hallelujah, I have wiped your slate clean, hallelujah. I need you to trust me. Come on, hallelujah. He's here. If you believe that God is right there in your living room, praise God, sometimes you need to break away from folk, amen, and get in a nice, quiet place and let God minister to your spirit. Amen. He wants to break the yoke. Oh, and lift the heavy burden. Hallelujah. You want to lift it off of your life. You got to give it to him. I had to give God all my mistakes. I had to give him all my shortcomings. I had to give them all to him. Come on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Sometimes, praise God, we don't forgive ourselves. Amen. And we carry that stuff for years. And years and years. And we can't go no higher. Come on. Because we got too much stuff. Come on. God said this morning, he wants you to lay it all down. Hallelujah. He wants you to lay it all down. Leave it at the altar. Glory to God. He wants you to leave it at the altar. Glory to God. And walk in freedom. Hallelujah. Lay it down. Hallelujah. Lay it down. Hallelujah. In the sanctuary, God is here. Amen.
Time to lay down your burden.
Lay it down.
Yes.
Lay that burden down.
Give them over to God.
Give them over to God. Listen, y'all. The Lord was speaking to me. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Last night, I was like, Lord, I need a word, Jesus. I need a word to tell your people. Yes. You know, and I'm wondering, people, praise God, I don't have to have some spectacular title. Amen.
Right.
Glory to God. Amen. The Lord told me this, he told me last night, he said, tell him to trust me.
He said,
I need you to tell my people. He said, don't tell him I'm going to give him a car and a house and all of this kind of stuff. Right. He said, I need you to tell my people to trust me.
Amen. I dare you to trust
me. Oh, my God.
I dare you.
He said, I have been doing this since the beginning of time.
Amen.
I need you to tell him, hallelujah, to get up out of my business and trust.
Amen.
How many of you know that you are God's business? Amen.
Yes.
Your pain is God's business. Your go through is God's business. Your heart is God's business.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're going to start off in Psalms 37.
Yes.
Verse 4. Amen. We have to understand, first of all, if you don't understand that you are God's business, my God, you're going to always worry. You're going to always, amen, be tore up from the floor up. Come on. You're going to always say, I don't understand and woe is me. Until you understand that you are, come on, God's business. Hallelujah. He created you. Glory to God. He created you. Listen, think about the businesses that you have or something that you make. Come on. You hover over it. Come on. Hallelujah. You care what's said about it. Come on. Hallelujah. You care what's done to it. Come on. You protect it. We are God's business. And we need to trust him. Amen. The scripture says, Psalms 37, 4-5, it says, delight yourself in the Lord. And he will give you the desires of your heart. That's the third point. I want to get that in your spirit. It says, delight yourself. Oh, my God. It didn't say delight yourself in your pastor.
Right.
It didn't say delight yourself in your husband and delight yourself in your friends and delight yourself in your education. It didn't say delight yourself. It said delight yourself in the Lord.
Amen.
Watch this. And that means this is what's going to happen. Amen. And he will give you the desires of your heart. Now watch this. So you mean to tell me if I focus on God and find joy from God and love on God and find peace from God, he's going to give me the desires of my heart? Amen.
Amen. The Bible says, shall.
Come on.
Shall means it will happen.
He will give you the desires of your heart. Did you hear him say, put in work? You know how he said, I got to put in work.
Amen.
He said, yeah, put in work. He said, you got to acknowledge me.
Exactly.
You got to understand my strength and my majesty. You got to, come on, amen. You got to walk with your head up. Come on. Understand and glory to God that God already got you.
Amen.
This little kid say, I figured out why we don't have a back plate when it comes to the full armor of God. He said, because God got our back.
Amen.
If you notice, praise God, and in the full armor of God, there is no covering for the back.
Right, amen.
Why? Because he has us. Watch this. Amen. He said he'll give you the desire. Watch this. Commit your way to the Lord. Now, this is the one that trips everybody up.
Yeah.
I can't commit my way. Why? Because I got to be in control.
Right. Amen.
Oh, no. God, I trust you. But I got to be in control. I got to kind of get on the phone. I got to fix this.
Right. Amen.
I was watching Queen Sugar last night.
Yeah.
And all unboxed, she got to get in there. She got to get in the conversation. She got to get in everybody's business.
Right.
My God. Do you understand when you get in God's business, you mess it up?
Yes, you do.
It takes you longer to get to the promised land because you decided
you
got to be in control. You know where that comes from? A lack of faith.
Right. Amen. No trust.
It also comes from a place where you were abandoned and you didn't get healed.
Right.
People said they were going to do this, and they didn't do it. And you became all that you trusted in. Come on, I'm trying to help somebody today.
Yes.
The Lord said, I don't need you to trust in you. I need you to what? Trust in me.
Amen.
Will you trust in the one that spoke this whole world into existence? Do you know? Lord, have mercy. Do you know the payoff for that? He said, I'll give you the desires of your heart. You submit to my will and my way. I'm going to do it for you.
Amen. Plain and simple. Yes.
Watch this. Commit your way. Glory to God. To the Lord. Trust him. And he will act. See, you hear people say, commit your way. You got to read that whole thing. Amen.
Right.
What it say? Trust him. You commit your way, but do you trust?
Right.
Do you trust him to fix it? Have you ever heard somebody pray and they fall out loud? And Lord, please, Jesus, please, they fall out loud. As men and women of God, we shouldn't be praying like that.
Right.
Why? Because if he said he's going to do it, he's going to do it.
Amen.
Every Sunday, Sunday after Sunday, you fall out. Lord Jesus, please. You know what he said to you today? Surrender.
Trust me.
And trust me. Watch this. Let's go to Psalms 33, 20 and 22. Glory to God. We have to understand that we are God's business. Amen. You hit your toe, that's God's business. Come on. Somebody lie to you or lie on you or rip you off, that's God's business. Come on, you are God's business. God cares about the whole man. Come on, hallelujah.
Amen.
We want God to be at church with us, but we don't take him home with, oh, Lord, have mercy. Lord, you can't be We want God, come on, hallelujah, to work it out when it gets tough, glory to God. But when it's smooth and easy, you ain't counting on.
Amen. All rejoicing.
When something don't go your way.
Talk about it.
We want to seek Jesus on both.
Yes.
Give him, Jesus. Give him.
Give him.
Give him, Jesus. They did this to me. Give him, Jesus. But even in that, we're going to trust him.
Right. Amen.
Come on.
We'll step in. Amen. Too. We'll give him.
Bible says, vengeance is mine.
Yes.
Say it the Lord. Lord. And watch this. This is what I like. He said, and I will repay. This is why he wants you to keep your hands clean. Because you reap what you sow.
Right.
You get a vengeful spirit and start exacting your wrath upon folks. Guess what? You got to get that back. He said, but if you trust me to handle your business.
Yes, yeah.
And your hands stay clean.
Yeah.
That's why he said, pray for your enemies. I ain't praying for her. She took my husband. I ain't praying for her. I was living in Atlanta, Texas. And I was going through some stuff. I love my little country town. I was living in my hometown there. I was going to this little beauty supply. They had one little beauty supply. And I go into that little beauty supply and I buy my stuff and you could see the go through all of my face. But I was yet trying to, hallelujah. God bless you. I'm feeling good. I'm blessed. But it was all of what was the sun say? It's written all over your face. You don't have to say a word. My go-through was on my face.
When?
Didn't know it though.
Right.
Because I had put on the, my weave was tight. You understand me? Walked in there and didn't know that the lady that owned the place was a woman of God.
Right.
Soon as I got to the rest, she said, after I finished paying for myself, well, nobody, she said, God know how to set you up. Well, nobody in the store with me and her.
Right.
She said, can I talk to you for a minute? I said, oh, yeah. She's going to talk about the Lord. Here I go. Praise the Lord. Amen. My whole little spiel. You know what we're doing. Yeah. God is good. She said, all right. She said, God said you need to pray for your enemies. This is in the middle. This is in the middle. Come on now. Hallelujah. Heart just balled up. Come on. I'm in the beauty supply trying to buy some more outfits and stuff to fix it up. Come on.
Right.
This woman to go and say, God say, pray for your enemies.
Yeah.
And it was bad what I was going through.
Right.
At the time, 20-something years old, husband was sleeping with everybody in the small town trying to help somebody. And the Lord sent that lady and said, pray for your enemies.
Yes.
Come on.
He's got a message.
Come on, I'm trying to help somebody today. You in the middle of a go-through.
Right.
And folks talking about you. Come on. The devil making a fool out of me.
Amen.
And if everyone's doing it, God said, pray for them. The lady didn't know me. She said, listen. After I finished my little Holy Ghost spiel, she said, pray for you. Because you got a word to come out your mouth. Sometimes you get to talking and telling folks, and before you know it, you just sold so many seeds of discord and you think you're right about it.
Right, right. Amen.
God shut me down before it begins. So he said, pray for me. Why? Because God didn't want me to get in his business. You may not want to hear this, but sometimes what people bring against you, they going through something in their own life. Had nothing to do with you. And they need you to what? Pray for them.
Yes, yes.
So God said, trust me. Trust me. I know you think you're looking bad to folk.
Right.
But I need you to trust me. I need you to do what others won't do. I need you to show people who I am. Amen.
Yes, yes.
I went home. You know, I was broke down after she had called me. I was broke down. Went straight home. I like to lay out on the floor. Because to me, when you get low, like the woman with the issue of blood got low.
Yeah.
When you get low and you lay all out, come on.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You can reach heaven.
Amen.
And I began to call on the Lord. I didn't know what to pray. I just said, Lord, touch right now. Lord, touch my husband right now. Lord, give him the desires of his heart. People say, what? He's cheating. Listen. It wasn't easy. You lay next to somebody smell like another woman. Come on. The other woman calling your house. And see, people think they're getting away with stuff, but God ain't asleep.
Mm.
Can I help somebody?
Don't sleep and he don't breathe.
Then, so I done got into this prayer. I think I got it now. I'm praying for my enemies. So I go back to the beauty supply, gonna testify with her. She's gonna tell her how good God is and how God been turning things around. And she said, the Lord say, thank him for your husband cheating on you. She don't know me. What is she? How do you know what's going on with me? It's a problem. Mm-hmm. Thank God that your husband cheated on you. I said, excuse me? All right, where this one come from? Where they do that at, you know? She said, begin to pray. All right. You know what I'm saying? Because she didn't know me, so I knew it from the Lord.
Right.
I don't trust. Oh, y'all don't catch that one. I don't trust God.
Yes.
So I get there. Thank you, Lord. He cheated on me. Thank you, Lord. He did it. Thank you, Lord. He revealed. Thank you, Lord. You know, and thank you, Lord. Baby, fell out in the floor. The Holy Ghost filled the room. The Holy Ghost filled the room. I begin to speak in tongues. Spiritual language begin to take off. The room, when I opened my eyes, was like a smoke-filled room. It was like the Holy Spirit just took off. My God. Listen, I forgot what I was thinking it for. I was so, come on, amen. And God had to show me, he said, I need you to understand that your life is not your own. Come on. I made you, glory to God, to serve a purpose. Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Yeah.
And I need you to trust me, glory to God. No matter what you go through in this life, glory to God. My God.
Yeah.
He said, I got you. See, it ain't an easy thing.
Right.
Somebody doing you in all the time.
Yeah.
Then you got to cook for them.
Mm.
You got to wash their clothes. And tell them thank you. Come on now.
Mm.
Good day, good day.
Amen.
But God had to show me that I'm his business. Come on.
Right. Amen.
And my husband is his business. Come on.
Yes.
Hallelujah. See, sometimes we think people belong to us and we can do and say whatever we want to say. Listen, glory to God. If you do what God, what it say, commit your way.
Mm.
See, trusting God ain't that easy. Woo, man. That heart said, go on out there and bust the windows out of his car. What that song say? I heard it.
Uh-huh.
Bust the windows out of his car. I bust the windows. Yeah, y'all know.
Yeah. You heard it.
Now we got Jan Sullivan saying, pick up your fists. Come on back and pick all of them up. My God. Take them with
you.
My God. It says in Psalms 33, 20 and 22, it says, our soul waits for the Lord. That's a mighty statement, ain't it?
Mm.
Our soul waits for the Lord. This part of our walk with God, that soul that's waiting on it,
right,
means we practice patience. Amen?
Yeah.
We allow God, we sit there. Some people say, why you ain't moving? Because I'm not going to move till God tell me to move.
Yeah.
Come on, hallelujah. I'm not going to react till God tell me to react. Somebody said, you need to divorce him. I'm not going to move until God tell me to move. Come on. Hallelujah.
Yes.
You need to leave that church. I'm I'm not gonna move until God tells me. I'm gonna trust Him. My God. My God. I need another job. Don't move until God tells you to move.
Yes.
Come on. Lord, I want a husband. Don't move. I want a wife. Don't move until God tells you to move. Trust in the Lord.
Yes.
My God, watch this. Our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. Come on. He is our what? Our help and our shield. We wait for so many people to help us. We had a standstill in our lives because we wait on a group of people to help us. We wait on somebody to pump us up, tell us that we all had in a bag of tears. What is that saying? From the help? You is kind. You is awesome. Look, we want somebody to give us one. You is awesome. You is powerful. You is amazing.
You is important.
You is important. And we can't make a move unless somebody tell us that we all had in a bag of tears.
Amen. Amen. But God.
But God.
Yes.
Is our help. God.
Is our shield.
God is the very foundation, praise God, that yes. Our house, our spiritual house was built upon. Come on.
Yes, yes.
All the cheerleaders you need, did they die for you? Mm-hmm. Or help somebody?
Not at all.
Somebody told me, God didn't call you to do nothing. I said, was you on the phone? Can I help somebody today?
Mm-hmm.
Come on. So you're going to not move. You're going to be disobedient because you don't have a whole squad with you.
Now, help
you.
You don't need a squad.
You don't need a squad.
You need God.
God will send the folk in there to do what they need to do, and then he'll usher them right back out. Then he'll send another group to get you to the next level, and he'll usher them right back out. Why? Because he wants all the glory.
Right. Amen.
He your shield. They say when the fiery darts come at you, when folk try to bring up your past, when folks try to say, oh, she ain't nothing. Just a year ago, she was just that and the other. God said he'll put up a spiritual shield. Come on.
Yes.
Where all the words they say won't hit you. It won't be, oh, she not going to finish that. Oh, she always saw, but she don't finish. Let me tell you something. It was said by me. I've been in this since 2009. Trying to help somebody. Come on. They know I preach outside on a slab of concrete with a karaoke machine. I ain't worried about you.
Amen.
Because I trust in the Lord. Amen. Watch this. For our heart is glad in who? In Him.
Yes.
Because
yes.
We trust in His holy name. Amen. We trust in His name. Amen. You have been going through something, you call on the name of Jesus, and you feel a shift. Come on. You ever get a phone call from somebody and they done gave up and you call in the name of Jesus and you feel a shift? My God. It's something about the name Jesus. It's healing in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, it's redemption in the name of Jesus. Come on. It's strength in the name of Jesus. Come on, hallelujah. It's deliverance. I can go on all day long in the name of Jesus.
Yes, yes.
Watch this. Let your steadfast love, our Lord, be upon us, even as we hope in you. These people not talking about hope because they got it made. They're going through something.
Right.
So they praying a prayer, to let God know that they trust Him, but to build up their own faith. Sometimes you got to pray a prayer to build up your Lord, I want you.
Yes.
It's something in our spirit and yesterday. I will trust. Sometimes I gotta go old school. In the Lord. Come on. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord till I die. I will trust. You gotta trust it.
I will trust.
You gotta listen. Even when the naysayers come around, even when somebody listen, Job, come on, hallelujah, was going through. Job was losing everything.
Everything.
Job was minding his own business.
Yes.
And the devil was over minding his own business.
Right.
And the Lord, I want somebody to catch this. You catch this. Then the Lord stepped in.
Yes.
And pointed the enemy's attention toward Job.
Right.
This was an assignment of the devil. I'm going to help somebody. Somebody don't understand it. This was an assignment of the devil. God directed the enemy.
Yes.
He said he would take everything you have, but don't you judge your soul. I want to help somebody today. Some of us lose a house. We're ready to commit suicide.
Right.
Job lost everything. He even lost his health.
Yes.
Church.
Yes.
What life? Job got to talking sideways to the Lord. Let me tell you, the Lord told him, say, where were you when I put the stars in the sky?
Yes.
I know what I'm doing. Some of us, praise God, amen. We don't trust God like we need to. You got to trust that God knows what he's doing.
Yes.
Lord, I paid my tithes and all, and I lost my house. Now I'm in the shelter, Lord. You got to trust what God is doing.
Yes.
Lord, now I got to catch the bus. Lord, now I got to do this. Lord, now I got to do that. You got to what? Trust what the Lord is doing. Lord gave Job double, we like to say double for his trouble. But God changed Job's whole life. And those that didn't believe in, those that scandalized, and those that abandoned him, guess what? He let them back in. Oh my God. He didn't let them come on back in. Come on. The wife told Job, crush your guard and die. Oh, no, you didn't. Come on.
Yeah.
David was out there dancing because the Ark of the Covenant was coming through the city. Come on. David got to dancing and danced all out his clothes.
Yes.
His wife told him, say, David, you the king and you out there acting foolish. Mm. Guess what? David didn't talk to her. They would say, I bet he wanted to say, if you only knew
what I've
been through. Come on. If you only knew. Oh, my God. If you only knew. Hallelujah. My God. Sometimes, praise God, when folks get to talk to you, you better say, hey, if you only knew where he brought me from. If you only knew where he, oh, Lord, have mercy. I could have been out of my mind. Hallelujah. But I'm still here. Amen. Watch this. Last scripture. Praise God. Last scripture. Amen. I love this. Amen. Glory to God.
Yes.
In Isaiah 12:2. Isaiah 12:2. Can we just get the meat? Can we just get, can you just grab all the meat out of this? I'm a meat eater. Amen.
Yes.
I believe, and I'm one of those people that like to folks to get to the point. I don't like people to ramble. They can ramble. I got people that talk so much till you just forget where they started. Amen. Glory to God. Remember, I don't know people like to get to the point. The point is today you need to trust. In whatever area of your life or whatever's going on, whatever situation, whatever circumstance, you need to trust.
Yes.
Glory to God. See, we make so many excuses to be evil. We make so many excuses to talk crazy. We make so many excuses to harbor unforgiveness in our heart. Glory to God. You know why we harbor? Because we lack trust. Watch this. It says, behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and will not be afraid. Oh my God, that's a combo, ain't it? I will trust and I will not be afraid. When you get ready to go to that next level in your life, I will trust and I will not be afraid. When somebody come to you and say, we want to take your business to a whole nother level, we want to pour into you, don't get scared. Trust me. Some of us, listen, I'm going to get back on that Queen Sugar last night. The little boy got accepted into a prestigious school.
Right.
But because people are selfish, come on, because people are scared or they fear the unknown, they was going to keep this little boy on the floor. Right. Can I help somebody today? Some of us will stay on the phone because we're scared of the unknown. This right here say, I will. I need you to get this in your spirit. Because God is going to shift things and he's going to take you, praise God, into places, praise God, that you've never been before. He's going to give you wealth that you've never experienced before. And if you don't allow yourself to come out the phone, come on, you go wrong. You got to trust him. Some of y'all been in bondage so long till it's a norm for you. And when God sends something healthy, you can't even receive it because you done got adapted to dysfunction. It's time to trust him.
Amen, God.
Some of you been in relationships that are horrible. For some, relationship after relationship, same type of person. Relationship after, and when God sends somebody, that treats you like a king or like a queen, you can't receive it.
Okay.
My mother told me one time, he said, if a man punch a woman in the face every day, praise God, then one day he wake up and he don't punch her, she gonna say, what's wrong with you? Because you can become accustomed to anything.
Any type of dysfunction.
Any type of dysfunction, but you have to decree and declare through the power of God that you're coming out.
Right now.
Amen.
Amen.
It said, I will trust him. I will not be afraid. For the Lord God is my strength and my song. Come on.
Yes.
And he has become my salvation.
Yes, he is.
He's everything to me. He's the song in my go through. Come on.
Yeah.
A lot of folks want to say that the slaves serve the white God. Amen. But I want to help you with something. They serve the true and living God. Come on. They made them run through the woods. Come on. They made them cross over to freedom. Come on. You got to understand, glory to God, that God became their salvation.
Yes.
But why was it slavery? What kind of God let it be slavery? There's evil in the world.
Yes, there is.
You know it's evil in the world. Evil has killed some of our youth. Evil has killed some black men, some Hispanic men, some Asian men. Evil is in the world. Oh, but we gotta trust. Come on. Because when we trust him, when we trust him, even in our go-through, he shows us his salvation. Amen? Amen. Come on, give God a hand clap of praise. Amen? He shows us his salvation. Amen? Glory to God. A lot of times in our lives, praise God, all God is trying to do is to get us to trust him. Amen?
Yes.
But we get so caught up, praise God. We get so caught up with the go-through. Amen?
Yes.
Hallelujah. We let the winds. Well, Peter said, if you be Jesus, let me walk on water. He said, come on.
Come on.
So when Peter get out there, he started paying attention to the storm, to everything else but Jesus Christ. That's where a lot of us are right now in our lives. We're paying too much attention. We done took our eyes off God and started listening to folk.
Watching the storm.
Why is my business not taking off like it was in the beginning? Because you took your eyes off God and started listening to people. Facebook will destroy your business. Get on Facebook And watch how many ads. Let me show you how to do a podcast. Let me show you how to do this. Let me show you where I'm tied up to this many followers. And before you know it, you're not focused on your business no more. You focus on what people talk about. Everybody that speaks into your business ain't supposed to be speaking into your business.
Amen.
Well, she made millions, but what they got to do with you? Some of us want the quick way out. We don't want to walk our walk.
Go through the process.
I had to go through the process. I'm still in the process right now.
Right now, amen.
I'm still in the process right now. I still, come on, hallelujah. I started off on a slab of concrete. Then I was in a garage. Then I was in my living room.
Right.
Come on. Then I was on my front yard. Come on.
Right.
I had to go through the process. Church rejected me. I didn't say word to me because they praise the Lord. Come on. I'm just saying. The church rejected me. I had to go through my go through. I was lied on. What did they say? Lied on, cheated, talked about, mistreated. The whole song. But guess what? I had to keep my eyes stayed on him. Sometimes I got knocked to the side. Come on. But have y'all heard about the tree that's planted by the rivers of water? Let me tell you what kind of tree that is. That's the tree that'll be in. Then it'll come back up. The wind will blow, it'll go backwards. Then it'll come back up. It won't break. Because the roots are fed by the living water.
Amen.
Glory to God. You need to tell somebody, you may knock me to the side, but I'm coming back. Come on.
Amen.
Why? Because I trust in God. Let's trust in God. Lay your hand, listen. Let God in your business. You already his business. Let him in your business. My God, I'm trying to get
some.
I will go to the story about the fisherman. Because it's a lot. Amen.
Yes.
He said, but if you let me come on the boat, they had fished all morning. Casting nets all morning. Jesus got in their business. Let me come on the boat and do a little Bible study.
Hmm.
He said, yeah, this is what I want you to do. I want you to go that direction.
Yes.
I want you to launch out into the deep.
Yes.
Oh my God, I'm going to stay away from the priest and say I need you to go into uncharted territory.
Yes.
I need you to go where nobody has ever gone before. I need you to step out of your comfort zone. Come on.
But you got to trust.
Launch out into the deep. And when they follow the instructions, somebody catch that one right there. When they follow the instructions, when they launched out into the deep, praise God, they pulled back their neck and couldn't even hold. Say it, bro. They had to call somebody, girl. Get over here and get some of this fish.
Come
on over here. I got an overflow. Yeah. I need you to help. I'm trying to help somebody. Get over here quick. I got an overflow. I can't hold it off. I need you to come on over here. God can bless this house.
Yes.
Bring you a couple of bags. Come on.
Bring
some Tupperware.
That's a fall.
God will bless you. God will turn it around. But he said, I need you to trust me.
Yes.
I need you to put your faith in me for real. Yes. I need you to walk on the water. Come on.
Yes.
I got my hands stretched out. And I need you to walk on the water. I need you to come up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't worry about the foundation, praise God. Don't worry about us sinking, glory to God. Because if you sink, I'm going to be right there with my hand outstretched saying, come on. Come on, I got you. Take my hand. Right now, if you feel like you're sinking, his hand is outstretched. He said, come on. I got you. It's time to get up. And it's time to trust. Glory to God. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now. for your grace and your mercy. Lord, I'm praying for that person right now. They feel overweight. I'm praying for that person that's scared or afraid. I'm praying for that person, praise God, that want to give it all up. But Lord, I know. Oh, that's right. Lord, I know that you're turning it around. That person that started that business and feel overwhelmed, I know that you are turning it around. That person that took their eyes off of you and they need to be encouraged. But Lord, I encourage them right now in the mighty name of Jesus that you are kicking them up out of the muck in the morning and you are setting their feet on a solid foundation. Lord, I trust and believe that tomorrow, come on, tomorrow they'll wake up rejuvenated and renewed and refreshed and ready to tap what you're giving them to do. Help us to trust you. Lord, we draw near unto you. Lord, we draw near unto you in the spirit of Jesus Christ. And we thank you for it right now. Amen. Amen. God bless you. I hope something was said that caused you to say, what must I do to be saved? Or that refresh your spirit, praise God. We love you, praise God. We want you to remember that without faith, it's impossible to please God. But with God, all things are possible. Who cares? God cares. Mm-hmm.